don't you have some memories of stars that you met, like the opera star Beverly Sills?
Oh, yes. What a darling woman. I'm good. It's really good to get to places early, because sometimes you get to have a certain interaction that you wouldn't have otherwise. I got to the hotel. Beverly Sills was just getting there. She had not gotten up, gone up to her room yet. And she said, well, come on, just come with me. So we went up to her room. She took her shoes off. She said, my feet are killing me. She said, and this is also what I have lost on my all my makeup. So she said, so on the way here, I had them stop by Walgreens, and I went in and bought all the makeup I could. And she said, that's it. This is it. Anyway, but just... anybody that you, and I'm sure all the people that you have interviewed, people that you can meet that you feel like you ever get an authentic nugget of how they really are, I just think is just so rewarding.
Right. So then you wrote a story about her, obviously.
Yeah.
That was within People and Places?
Yes. Yeah.
So you could still write a column just on a person.
Well,
that you
I was writing, I'm sure I also wrote about what she said during her speech and who was there and who the chairman was. I was just, it's always more fun if you can throw in stuff.
Right.
Because names, honestly, even if it's, you know, kind of not that exciting after a while.
Who are some of the people you worked with at the Tulsa World? And we can take you back to 62 to maybe 86. Tell us some of the people you worked with at the paper.
Of course, Julie Blakely was the major player. Millie Ladner was a big writer then. Rusty Lang was the head of my section for a while. Well, Joe Worley came on board. Fabulous. I mean, what a lovely, darling, sweet man.
He became editor, didn't he?
Yeah. Before him, Sid Steen was the editor forever and again. I think that, well, I've said, I like people who have that way they work, the philosophy. They're really, they tell you, like, no, that wasn't very good. But they never make you feel weird. I mean, most of the time they make you feel like you're smarter than you are and all the good stuff.
Some of the time you were there, you had competition at the Tulsa Tribune, didn't you?
Yes, if a really good friend could be competition, Ella Crewson. She wrote a column similar to People and Places in the Tribune. I loved having the Tribune. It was a really nice situation. I think it made both papers better.
Right.
And she.
And
we
her
had
name again is what?
Ella Crewson.
Ella Crewson.
Her husband was Judge Tom Crewson, who has passed away. I think he might have been head of the juvenile thing for a while. We used to go on ski trips with them all the time. Anyway, so that was a competitor. I used to actually go up and talk to Jink Jones a lot, not about my work because I didn't work for him, but just because he was, interesting, fabulous. I would like to go up and say hi, and we'd always get into some philosophical something or other.
That's
was great.
Jink Jones Sr.
Or Jink and Lloyd Jones, yeah.
And we should point out you were all in the same building.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's why it was easy for you to do that.
Yeah.
Ella Crewson and you, could you be at the same event?
Oh, yeah, we would be.
And then were you interested how she wrote about it and she wrote
about it? Oh, I'm sure
you?
I would look and see what she did. I mean, but of course, we would all, both have already gone to press before we would ever have the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, but once it was printed.
But yeah, then of course.
Right.
Like, oh, I love that word that she used. Dang, but I didn't think of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for some of those... foundations, they got double whammy then, didn't they?
They
did.
Morning
and evening.
Yeah.
There's some of us who still miss the Tulsa Tribune
in our driveway. I do.
Right.
Yeah.
You had deadlines you had to meet, didn't
you? Yes.
So were you out for an evening thing, and when could your column have to be in?
Okay, sometimes I had to go back to the paper and write it if it was that important to get there the next day. So I'd have to go back to the paper, say it 9, 10, and write it for the next day. Generally, that did not happen. Generally, I would have the next day to do it. I am a person who likes to get done before the deadline because I don't like deadlines, so I'd rather be at 2 hours early and not even think about it. So I still do that now, which drives my husband insane.
You still do what?
Just want to be ready sooner.
Oh, yeah.
Get there sooner. Don't be late.
Right. largely then you didn't meet deadlines. You could have your evening event
right.
and the next day write it, and
exactly.
it would be in the next day paper.
Right, right.
Right.
I remember one time I covered something at Gilcrease, and I said, I was telling the main speaker, I said, I am going to have to go. So what do you want me to include, even though I'm not listening to your deal? And he said, I'll back you up, whatever you say. He said, you know what I'm going to say? Time and treasure. You know, he said, just go for it. I'll back you up.
So you made up a speech.
I did. But I just quoted a few, which he probably said anyway.
Yeah. Well, you got to know people you would never have met because of people and places.
Exactly.
Isn't that true?
Exactly. I mean, that was just wonderful.
Maybe you became friends with some of these foundation people or all?
Yeah, because some of them I had even met, you know, earlier in life, because the mother and daddy were friends with a lot of people.
Yeah, and as you said earlier, you were around those country club people when you were very, very young, and then as you grew older,
yeah.
they still remembered you. And
yeah.